You're very welcome to nominate someone or a group of people if you like. You go onto our website, jacarandafm.com. There's a button we made very obvious. It's called the Corona, the GMA Coronavirus Support button in partnership with Lotto Star. You click on it and you just fill out a couple of things. We need a number and, you know, how we can help. That's basically it. This came in from Sechaba Potse and she said, I would like to nominate Donnie, who once himself was homeless on the streets of Pretoria, and about 15 years ago, he decided to do something with his life and he created a non-profit organization called Homeless Solutions. Dani is on the line with us this morning. Dani, goeiemôre.
Goeiemôre.
Hoorie, ek is bly, Sechaba het vir ons geskryf en vertel van jou. Sê gou-gou vir my, so, dis waar wat sy daar so sê, jy was self op die strate gewees hele paar jaar terug.
Ja, in 2001 het ek haweloos geword en dit het daarvan af gebeur.
En jy het net besluit een dag, vertel my van daai dag wat jy besluit het genoeg is genoeg.
Jy sien, wat gebeur het, is ek het na die welzijn toe gegaan en na die social welfare toe gegaan en hulle het my na verskillende plekke toe gestuur. So, en dit was iets van aanvaardbaar wat behandel was nie, want jy kon nie weer op jou voeten nie en ek het besluit, ek gaan begin droom oor om vir my eie plek te begin waar mense wat wil werk hier kan werk. En ek het dit in die jaar 2005 reg gekry. Toe ons gebore. Ek gaan maar broekskeer met ons, maar ons help so 20 mense tans. En dan het ek ook 'n paar aan die buitekant wat ek help. Ek is baie particular vir hoe ek help. Ek hou van mense wat probeer in die lewe. En dan het ek na die afgelope tyd van die virus aangekom, het een groot toeloop ook wat mense verbykom. En hulle loop van hierdie shelters weg van die staat het, hulle sê dat het daar gekost nie. Dit is wat ek hoor, ek liet in die virus nie. So, ja, en
so jy kyk na die mense en jy voer hierdie mense
ja,
en so.
Ja. En jy weet, ek het op die oomblik het ek, ek ben 18 uur 2 is nou nie hier nie, hulle gaan eerst na die virus terugkom. Maar, ek gaan vir jou so sê, dit is 3 eters een dag, dit is tam wat baie, dit is tam wat baie. Maar ek het gevind ook dat die saad mense wat baie goed gesind is.
Terwijl ek jou op die lijn het, Dani, wat wil jy mense moet weet? What do you want people to know when they look at homeless people? When, jy weet mense wat haveloos is. Wat wil jy met hulle weet?
Oh, you know what, if I could choose, if I could really choose, I think a lot of help is given to the wrong people. I honestly think that out of my heart. That is why I've started on the solution. There's a lot of people on the street that doesn't want to work. I've always said my vision in life is to help the people that want to work. I have a 57% success rate, and I'm very proud of that. I can't say that I was a success when I left here, but I've got a 57% success that I know one thing, if people really want to work, they can find something somewhere to do. That is my experience for the past 15 years in this place. And this is the people I maintain. I have currently one student I'm taking care of. He's with me already 3 months, and sometimes I take care of a student for up to a year to give him a go in life. And, you know, if I could choose what to tell people about homeless people, they must see who they help. They must see who they help. I think a lot of resources is wasting, because if people come to me at my door currently, and I believe there's a lot of food in me allocated to homeless people, and they tell me they don't get food. I believe here at Collodion Stadium here, was 500 people, and after the rain there was 200, and people around tonight because there's no food.
Sure. Donnie, that's incredible work that you do. I'm so happy that you do what you do, and you're so passionate about it. But I know there are tough times, especially now with the lockdown situation, feeding all these people. So to your phone right now, you'll see an SMS. I'm going to send you 10,000 in Angel Rands so you can go and feed the homeless and the needy in the area that you're in, the Arcadia area in Pretoria. Baie dankie wat jy doen. Dankie vir die chat vanoggend. Daar's R10,000 vir jou om inkopies te gaan doen en vir daai mense kos te gaan koop.
Ek sê vir jou baie dankie. Ek sê vir jou baie dankie. Dit is opreg wat daar.
Dis 'n groot plesier. Dankie vir inspirasie volgend.
Dankie hoor.
Dit is fyn. Dit is wat ons doen hier op die show. Dit is trane van vreugde dat ons die geleentheid het om te help. En dankie aan Lotte Star, ons vennoot in hierdie. En dankie vir wat jy doen, Dani. Mooi dag vir jou verder, hoor.
Dat is julle ook.
Cheers, man. Bye-bye. Well, he turned his life around, didn't he? And he is helping as much as he can. And Sechaba, thank you so much for writing to us and telling us that that you guys do what you do, but you're struggling even more now with the lockdown. There's more need, and it's tougher to help the needy. But that's why we have this Good Morning Angels Coronavirus Support Drive. If you want to nominate someone, you're very welcome. Go on to jacarandafm.com and go and click that button, that Good Morning Angels button, and tell us about that person or those people.
Wake up with Martin Bester on Breakfast. It's a kickstart to the morning every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m.
He's got such an amazing personality and he's such a people's person.
Jacaranda FM.